Hi guys, it's Miranda Martin with your Paycheck Podcast. Today I want to talk to you about the second greatest commandment in the Bible, and that is in Matthew 22:39, where we are commanded to love our neighbor as ourselves. If you're anything like me, you've read or heard this a million times, but never thought too much about it. Not in the sense of thinking it's unimportant, but more so in a I don't really hate anyone, and yeah, sure, it's important to be nice kind of way. But we're not called to be nice or apathetic towards our neighbor. We're called to love our neighbors. So what does that look like? In Romans 12:10, it says that we are called to love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. The English Standard Version goes even further and says to outdo one another in showing honor. I believe that genuine love requires not just feeling, but intentionality and the thoughtful consideration of the other person's dreams and desires. So rather than give you a list of how to love your neighbor better, I want to tell you this. One of my favorite podcasters, Dr. John Deloney, asks his wife every single day, "How can I love you better today?" And this is your reminder that it's okay and it's actually advisable that you ask others how they want to be loved and supported, rather than trying to imagine what they could need and missing the mark. Obviously, this looks a little bit different for our coworkers and in the workplace, but if you have questions about that, shoot me an email because I have some ideas. I want to encourage you to bring this attitude and question to your spouse, your kids, and your coworkers. In an appropriate fashion, of course. Just remember that love is cultivated and it needs to be a choice that we make every single day. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen and have a happy payday. Thanks, guys.